One of the most significant things we do when we teach impulse control is to role model impulse control. The example you set in this area is very significant.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. Teaching impulse control has to start from the very beginning. Would you say? I don't know. I think
a few months old when they're screaming for the things they want and finding the balance. I think it starts immediately.
And then obviously it continues all the way through high school. And even when you let them go, you still have to model impulse control and help them keep learning.
Oh, I think you're modeling it forever. I know of a man who was in my office a couple months ago talking about how he messed up his marriage and he made some very serious mistakes. Sins concerning his marriage, and he said, I'm not sure my sons will ever talk to me again. I so let my sons down. I mean, it's going to impact forever, I think. And you're right, it is. Yeah. I'm sorry to say that. And there's some redemption opportunities, but it's huge. The example we set, I think I've used this illustration before on this broadcast, but my son, when he was 4 years old, was sitting on his lap facing me, and he was running his little fingers down my nose and his nose and my nose and his nose and my nose and his nose. I said, Roby, what are you doing? He says, Daddy, you have grease on your nose. I want to have grease on my nose just like you.
Oh,
and
it
shocked me. And then Rosemary took a picture when he was about three, and I'm cutting the grass in shorts, and he's behind me in these little pull-ups or whatever with a Fisher-Price lawnmower cutting the whole backyard. Of course, our backyard's teeny, but cutting the whole backyard back there. I just want to be like you, Dad. And for a little girl to try to decide, do I want a dad like my dad or not? What do I need to do? Our setting an example of impulse control is absolutely huge because the entire world says you don't have to do that. You could have this now and pay for it later. You could touch this now and it's okay. And that's archaic that you can't do that in the back seat of a car. You can do all those things and you can use protection, protect yourself. It's a whole world here where they've got to see that we believe one of the great disciplines is impulse control. And then we've got to set the example. That's probably one of the last things Jesus did with his boys in the upper room. I love this one, the upper room. And if you put the pictures of the Lord's Supper together, you realize that part of the thing they were doing up there, part of the discussions they were arguing over who's going to be greatest when he takes over.
Right. How wonderful.
Yeah. And prior to that, two of the boys had sent their mom to talk to Jesus. Can my boys sit on either side? It's great. And he knows that they don't get it. But they missed an opportunity. So he did something that was very profound. He set an example. He washed their feet. He did a servant job. And then he said to them, if you want to know what it means to be a leader, do as I've done to you. It wasn't about the foot washing. It was about, look at this example.
Right.
What are you missing in my example? I think for us, we've got to realize that we can no longer say, do as I say. We have to say, do as I do. And let me say, it's never been more significant because we used to have multiple learning styles and you would test children for learning styles. Because of their visual bombardment today with video and games and everything, we have raised a culture of visual learners. And that's why some churches have had to, what do? They're visual learners. We're putting them to sleep here and trying to figure out how to deal with these visual learners. Well, number one thing to do is, here I am. Now, I know there's some people listening right now, and there's probably some wives listening right now and saying, well, what do I do? My husband's not.
Right.
I think the real key is you can download all the stuff on planet Earth you want to download for your husband. But at the end of the day, I'm a full-time job for me.
Yeah.
And I can't really worry about who's listening or not listening.
Right.
And I've got to worry about the example that I set. And for a child to go out the door saying, yeah, but my mom always did. My mom always did. Do my part to not be impulsive in the way I react to the kids, impulsive in the way I purchase things I want, impulsive in the decisions that I make. We've got to role model and set good examples at impulse control.
And it is a little scary when you see your kids start reacting the same way you do.
Yes.
And then you realize, oh,
yeah, there I am.
That's really from me. And you've got that tough character. You're a barbarian kid, but you're the barbarian too. I've had my little cat fights sometimes with the little one, and we go at it. And I'm thinking, you know what? If I were her, I'd probably be doing the same thing. So here I am, and she's just imitating me. And this is a scary situation.
She's brought me down to her level.
Yeah.
What she's done
is, she's only 7 or 8.
Yes, well, she's 7 or 13. I mean, what she's done is she's brought me down to acting on her level rather than me refusing to do this. And it is a lack of impulse control. Impulse control is not just things you want. Impulse control is frustration and exhaustion, where I'm just frustrated, I'm exhausted, and I'm getting loud now, and I'm not using impulse control. I can't remember what book it was in, but it was in the story of probably a name you wouldn't know, a name Henry Kissinger. And Henry Kissinger was the guy who did the peace talks for Vietnam around the round table in Paris. And they said one of the most amazing things about working with him is how calm he remained, even with all the arrogance and the other things at that peace talk table and all the other things that were being said, and how he remained calm when people were just losing it there. Slow to speak, slow to get angry, quick to listen. You know, I guess what we're saying for some parents is, are you actually literally teaching your children to yell? Because if it's acceptable for mom, here I am. Lack of impulse control. Mm-hmm. Are we teaching them that it's okay when mom has her temper tantrum and does all these things? Are we, with our behavior, what am I teaching? Rather than when I lose it, go back down the hall, say to the child, I need to sit and talk with you. I was wrong in the way I talked to you. The issue we're talking about still needs to be talked about. Mm-hmm. But I was wrong. I'm sorry for yelling and screaming. Will you forgive me? And acknowledging that wrong is wrong and sin is sin. Mm-hmm. And saying that will teach the children miles.
Yes.
I would dare say the men out there, if their dad ever did apologize to them, that's one of the things they'll remember the most in their entire life, that my dad said, I'm sorry, I was wrong. If they got the privilege of hearing that, which is rare, but if they did, they will realize that's when they realize their dad was awesome. See, but we see that as weak. It's not weak. Mm-hmm. It's being man enough to admit it. I stepped down to being 12 years old. I am sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I will not do that again. That was my mistake. Worse sin for me, the yelling. I will not accept it for me. I will not accept it for you, but I will, let me say again, not accept it for me.
Mm-hmm. And women have the same issue too. I mean,
yes,
you're with
do.
The kids all the time. You go berserk when the kids are driving you nuts and you will explode. And I've done it. And I've had to ask for, you know, forgiveness. I'm sorry, guys. I lost it. And you have to almost be prepared what to do when you do lose it. We don't think everything ahead, but boy, they know the buttons to push.
They do.
And when they do, you react to them. Sometimes you react to your husband in different ways in front of the kids, and they learn.
And it gives them permission to do that. This is what adults do.
But then you punish them for it, right? And that's sending a mixed message too to them. They're saying, hold on, you do the same thing, Mom. Why are you punishing me?
That's exactly right.
So
we put it under the guise of respect. And there is something under the guise of respect for your parents. But I need to respect my position enough as the parent in this house not to be doing that and not to be drawn down. So I think there's an area of setting an example of how you deal with conflict. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And how you deal with conflict and how you deal with authority, how I handle my authority in the home is one area where we set the example for impulse control, because you can hear your two kids going at it and you wonder, where did they learn that?
Mm.
I think they may have learned that from me, and deciding this is an issue I will take on. And I do believe some people excuse it and say, you know what? I just grew up in a home of yellers and screamers. That's just the way they am. Totally unacceptable. I'm a new person in Christ. I am or I'm not. Right. I am or I'm not.
Right.
And choosing to be a different person and choosing to ask God's help in that area.
So what are areas, maybe from a father perspective, areas that men maybe deal with in impulse control that have an effect as far as their example to their children?
100 areas. I mean, my son and I driving up the beach at Fort Lauderdale when he was in his 20s, and at the light at Las Olas in A1A, and a woman coming walking down the sidewalk by us wearing absolutely positively next to nothing, and my son seeing me look away.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to the coffee shop and he said, you know, I saw you look away from her. You didn't even look forward. You looked away. Actually, this was a hilarious moment. Do you still have to do that? And I said, Roby, I'm 63. I'm not dead. I'm only 63.
Thank you, son.
Yes. Thank you for thinking I'm totally dead. And I said, and that's just a discipline I chose because it was a discipline that was difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult when I was your age. I wanted to look.
Mm-hmm.
And then that verse came out at me, if you've done it in your heart, you've done it.
Mm.
And so, son, you separate yourself from me in that I don't want to do that. And so developing the control to do the right impulse. So, dad, do you take your child to the dolphin game and take binoculars? And what does your child see you looking at? And what do you look at on television? Or do you have the impulse control to say, you know what, we are not watching this, and make that decision to turn it off? Have you ever walked out of a movie with your family, even though you've paid for the tickets? Let them see the impulse control as a dad, that this is sexually unacceptable for us to be watching. It's an insult to your mom for us to be watching it. And to tell you the truth, it's an insult to all of us. We are out of here. We are done. We won't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Were those moments where a child remembers forever, wow, impulse control on dad's part. So I think that's one. I think when they see their dad interact with other people in tense situations.
Yeah.
I was in a car accident on the way home a long time ago, and I was at a light and somebody rear-ended me at the light, and I was in my Chevy Tahoe. plow. So I destroyed the little car in front of me and got out and helped this poor lady and went back to the car that didn't stop. I mean, they hit us going 40 miles an hour, but I was in this big truck and I got out. And so everybody came and the fire chief, they referred to him as the chief, was standing on the median watching everything. And they gave everybody's license back but mine. I mean, I'm the one standing there.
Okay.
And I said, where's my, and I was the only vehicle I could actually drive away in. And the other two had to be towed. And they said, the chief has your license.
Oh, my.
Oh, this is an awesome moment. And I went back to him and I said, I understand you have my license. He says, yes, I do have your license. Here, you can have it back. And I said, can I ask you why? And he said, well, I recognized your voice.
Oh.
And recognized your voice, knew you were a Christian, and I wanted to be here and see how you handled this.
Wow.
And it was great. I said, well, did I pass? And he said, well, are you handcuffed? It was great. But I think for our kids to see how we handle intense situations, how we handle frustrating situations, how we handle the flat tire, those little eyes are looking for, what is this? How are we supposed to be dealing with this? You have a flat tire story, don't you?
Well, no, flat tires, but speeding also. Just being in the car when my dad is mad and he's going a little faster than normal. And then I remember learning how to drive and driving one day by myself mad and catching myself. And I thought, oh, I guess I'm like dad. I do the same thing.
I don't have to be and I can't blame dad. Let me help you, my daughter.
Him,
you can't blame dad.
Right.
But dad needs to know and we need to know we have responsibility. My kids actually caught me in that one time. And they said, Roby from the back seat said he was in high school. So rules are just for me, right? And I said, why are you asking this? I know there's a reason. He said, because you're on 595 and you're going faster than the speed limit. And I started to give him an excuse. I said, if you do the speed limit on 595, you're dead. They'll run you over. And he said, I was just asking, Dad. Are rules just,
Go ahead and justify yourself, Dad.
It was great. And it did make me drive exactly by the speed limit and praying for the day my kids would go off to college so I could get back to driving
on
595. Yes, whatever it is. I think there's times when we make purchases with our kids because we want to make the purchase. And I can make the purchase. And I've got a money clip in my pocket to make the purchase.
Right.
I think even big purchases, I think we need to put our kids in the game when we're getting ready to buy a new car early on. As far as they know, hey, today we're buying a new car. They don't know we've been thinking about it and planning and saving and looking and investigating. It's not, there has been an impulse control here.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I wanted that Camaro, but I'm getting this right here or whatever it is.
Right.
I think they need to see that part of the adult world demands impulse control rather than assume, wow, Dad left this morning in that car and came back in the new car. That was quick. They need to hear the discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And so even when we're getting ready to buy Rosemary a car, we spent a couple of months as we're thinking through it at the breakfast table, actually talking about the car and what would be fun and what would be fun since Roby's going to be driving to the school also and going through the whole process and putting a limit on what we're going to spend to let them see the process that you don't just walk into life and make these purchases or you don't just walk into a store and buy a shirt because I really like that shirt. And yes, it takes extra time to think about it and come back and buy it later or order it online. But your kids see you didn't just do it out of impulse.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids are watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to see that one of the most significant things in life is impulse control.
Mm.
And I want them to watch that with my mouth or with my anger or with my spending or with my eyeballs.
Or with your sarcasm, too.
Or, ooh, now you're getting real close to home now. With my sarcasm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen so many parents with sharp tongues towards their spouse, and it turns on their kid. And then their kids turn out to be just kids that insult other kids. And I'm thinking, this is just, they're mean. Why are they so mean?
Because that's what they've heard at home, a lack of impulse control. So what do your kids see when your kids see you coming?
Yeah.
Do they see a sarcastic mouth? We are called to be role models for our children. We are called to set the example. And it's not just because we're adults we can do it. And that means in the DVDs we have in our homes or the Blu-rays, we have to know there are little eyes there. Even though those eyes may never see those, we are called to decide, you know, until my kids are out the door, I will not have that rating in my home ever. And we are called to be personally in control and set the example for the little eyes that are around us in the area of impulse control.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. We're going to continue this topic of training impulse control tomorrow here on Parenting Today. If you want to hear this broadcast again, share it with a friend, even sign up to get the email version, a very short blog that relates to this program. You can sign up for that online at parentingtoday.org. That's parentingtoday.org. And if you want to see all the resources available at Sheridan House Family Ministries, You can find that at shfm.org. We hope you'll join us tomorrow for our Thursday edition of Parenting Today.